Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
There are many different paths you can take, but there's only one road to Atlanta.
A high drive deep out to left field. He clubbed it. Brady twisting and turning, looking up and giving up. It's a home run for Dansby Swanson. Flair out towards shallow right. That's big trouble. Albies going back. He dives and he makes the catch. What a play, Ozzie Albies. Swanson is headed for three. He'll try for it inside the Parker. Relay throw comes toward the plate. He'll score standing, and it's his second inside the park home run of the season.
This is your weekly podcast dedicated to the Atlanta Braves farm system. Follow the show on Twitter at @Road2Atlanta. Now, hit the road with your hosts, Eric Cole, Gaurav Vidak, and Garrett Spain.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Road to Atlanta, a podcast devoted solely to the Braves farm system and Braves prospects. I am one of your hosts, Eric Cole. You may recognize me for my work over on TalkingChop.com, where I've been the deputy site manager for the past three seasons, the minor league editor since 2015. Frankly, I'm having trouble even counting the number of seasons now. Now, normally this is the part where I would be introducing my co-hosts. Usually it's Gaurav or Matt, Garrett. We've even had Wayne Cavati on the show helping out here and there as well. This is a special episode. I'll call him my co-host, but more of a special guest today. We get questions about this particular podcast, particular prospect more than any other when we've been doing mailbags. So instead of just having to answer one or two questions at a time, I think that the best course of action is to just get the man himself on the podcast so he and I can talk some baseball. One Michael Harris, prospect wunderkind, is joining me today. Michael, how are you, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I'm really excited about this one. I've always enjoyed talking to you. You're just, you know, it's always nice kind of a guy who just has this an innate feel for the game, an understanding for the game at such a young age, just being able to talk and like watch and experience your development through your eyes as well as through ours. And I'm really excited to get a chance to talk to you about kind of what's been going on. For those who aren't aware, I have interviewed Michael once. This was after his first pro season. Where we talked a bit about how that pro season went, all the draft and all that stuff. We're not going to be talking about that stuff today. Gaurav, kind of the same thing, was kind of a little bit later last year, kind of working through what was going on last year. Today, we're going to be talking about alternate site, what was happening there, spring training, and kind of what's going, what things look like for you going forward. So before we kind of get into what happened at the alternate site last year, let's talk about spring training and this little bit of a coming out party that you had. Because, you know, you had some pretty big praise coming from some pretty big names. Snitker, some Hall of Famers that I'm not going to mention, some guys who should be Hall of Famers that I'm not going to mention. And that praise is always nice, right? But in your mind, how did Big League Camp go? And what was your biggest takeaway from that Big League Camp experience?
Big League Camp was actually great. I went into it with the mindset of just trying to get comfortable around the surrounding and environment. And just being me and having fun at the same time, but most importantly, just being comfortable and like playing like I belong there and want to be there for a long time.
Well, I mean, you certainly impressed some folks, that is for sure. And again, like, you know, with a big league camp, you're not going to make any big time adjustments just because, again, it's like that's kind of what you're doing right now. For those who aren't aware, this is big minor league camp just got started for you guys. For those who are trying to queue up what the timing of this interview is, the Braves just beat the Nationals 7-6 for their first victory of the season, which made both Mike and I quite happy. So we've talked a little bit about how spring training camp went, you know, and again, you performed well, you impressed the hell out of everybody. But the thing that was kind of getting you on the map and we were starting to hear about was the work that we were doing over at the alternate site. And it's hard for me to grasp how development can and should work without a minor league season, because I'm used to seeing you guys going up against other guys who are doing everything in their power to get you out so that they can advance themselves. So a lot of people, just to be blunt, don't even know what happened at the alternate site, other than I'm sure there was some games that you guys did little scrimmages, right? So could you give us a sense as to like what a typical week looked like at the alternate site for you, and maybe like how many games you played in?
A typical week, Probably played about 3 or 4 scrimmages against each other. At one point, I think we did it like every day towards the end. But yeah, just normal practice stuff. Stretch, throw, outfield, infield, outfield, hit, and then we're done. And then normally after that, we'll play a game against each other, about 7 innings, and just do that pretty much 3 or 4 times out of the week if we're not playing.
So you're kind of going through, again, all the, doing these scrimmages and kind of getting, it seems like it's doing a lot of group work. You know, it's not just like a lot of, it's not like instructs where you might get more individualized instruction or at least that's the way it used to be. Again, there's no way of telling kind of how that, you know, looks these days. And I know kind of every organization is different now. And people are just now getting to know you, but that's when we were starting to hear whispers about what you're doing. A certain at bat against Ian Anderson comes to mind. Did you get a hold of that one, or was it?
Yeah, I'll say I got a hold of it.
Yeah, we heard about it, and by the way, we saw the video of what you did to my boy Soroka too. And I don't know if that, did that ball get over the fence? Just
no, it hit the wall.
It hit the wall.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll allow it then. That's fine. As long as you're not. As long as you're not getting to my boy too much, but I want to talk. But again, over the course of this, you had not really a full season of pro ball. You got called up to Rome crazy early, and you know that was just right in your draft year, right out of high school. And then your first, what would have been your first season of full season ball, you're at an alternate site. So when during that alternate site work, did you realize that? Did you feel like there was a point where everything really started clicking and you started performing much better? And was there a reason for that, or was it kind of just a gradual progression over time?
I think it was gradual. Just first facing all the big league arms and big league ready arms that we have and coming up and down. I really just try to take it one day at a time and learn from each at bat to get better each day. Never really try to do too much with the experience they have and the knowledge they have pitching. They'll really mess you up in the box if really thinking too much and trying to do too much in the box. So I really just had one approach, went with it every day, and it seemed to work.
Was there like early on, like again, you're going against guys who had just been in pro ball longer than you. Was there like a particular type of pitch or something that you had trouble picking up on at first?
Not necessarily, but I know the pitch that gets me out the most is, well, I wouldn't say get me out the most, but most effective for any batter is like the righty on lefty changeup away.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, if any guy has a good changeup, that's going to cause problems, right? So.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It was kind of a gradual progression for you. Now, speaking of gradual progressions, I can't help but notice when I saw you in 2019, kind of a skinny kid coming out of high school, and you've been filling out a good bit. So like, I wanted to ask you kind of like, how much muscle have you put on? And was that something that was by design, and is that kind of where you want to be in long-term physically? Or is it something you just kind of filled out your body, just getting a little older?
I mean, I honestly didn't do it purposely. I mean, I guess getting older, it happened. But I didn't put on – I think I put on since high school. I'm like 215 now, so I wasn't 195, so that's about 20. I still feel like I'm the same as when I was in my high school. I still feel like I'm moving around the same, maybe even faster or quicker. I mean, I feel like it's good muscle, definitely.
Yeah, it's not something that's like your run times are about the same or even a little bit faster. Yeah. It's not so. Yeah, and you feel good where you are. You know, it's not something like you're like, I want to put on another 10 or 15 pounds so I can.
Right.
Okay, I got you. That makes sense. Now, for me, I will say this: whenever I've been covering minor league baseball, I have the toughest time evaluating young position players, particularly because the one thing, like, you can tell when the guy has quick hands. You have a, you know, like, his control of the barrel. You can kind of see, you know, does he have bat speed? Does, I mean, how strong is he? I mean, obviously, when you see in batting practice and the guy just consistently parking balls over batter's eyes, yeah, he's strong. He has raw power. But the thing that I look for the most, and it's one of the harder things for me to gauge development on, is pitch recognition. And like being able to make adjustments based on that pitch recognition. The example you gave of a changeup is a good one, because what happens with a lot of young hitters is that they're like, you see their hands about to set, and then they realize that it's a changeup coming and not a fastball. And then one of two things happens. More often than not, way out in front, swing looks bad. But, you know, for other times, there's also a case where you can see, you know, them making an adjustment mid swing. So, and folks seem to really be raving about your approach and your patience in the box. So I guess my question is, what work have you done specifically to, like, work on that pitch recognition? When do you kind of consider yourself an aggressive hitter, or are you kind of pretty content to be patient, take your walks, and look for your pitch late in counts?
I would say I'm a mixture of both. In high school, I was more of an aggressive hitter because mostly they're throwing fastballs. Then the curveballs aren't really as good. But now I've started to be more patient and recognize pitches. And the main thing is, when you see a pitch and you know the pitch, don't try to do too much, because that's when you miss it or end up rolling over. So I kind of just try to say the same on each pitch. Regardless, like, if I have to reach out, still just put it in play and make anything happen. It's really how I go about it now. More of a patient than aggressive now. But I still sometimes when I go up, I have the approach of being aggressive as well.
You know, try to pull a yank one or two at bat. But, you know, when you need to, you know, poke the ball the other way, and like you did in spring, sometimes you poke the ball over the fence the other way, and that works out okay too.
Yeah.
You don't strike me as a guy that's like content. You know, you don't think that you're a big leaguer now. You're thinking of like, how do I get better? You know, how is tomorrow going to be better? At this moment in time, and again, it could be at the plate, in the field, whatever. What do you think the area of your game that needs the most improvement, and kind of what like sort of specific steps are you taking to get there?
Honestly, I feel like I can still work everywhere. So about being a big leaguer right now, I know I'm not one right now and know I need work, but I've always told myself if I was in that situation, at some point I would know when to adjust and like fit in with the big leaguers if I had to. If I was put in that situation, I feel like I would, yeah, adjust. Other than that, I mean, I'm going to work everywhere regardless. There's always room to work at every position, every situation. So, yeah, that's basically how I go about it.
I see you're kind of leaving the door open in case they call you, you know, just in case, right? Like, you're like, hey, I'm not going to say no if they if they call you
up.
Yeah,
of course I won't say no.
Absolutely not. No, you shouldn't, 100%. So, and again, we've talked to you a couple times now. And I like to talk a little bit about approach, because I mean, like, you know, with like physical tool sets and stuff like that, I can only ask you like, you know, like how much are you benching? What's your run speed? Like I can look at a stopwatch and I can ask a strength coach that. Right. But I want to know, you've had a little bit of experience in pro full season ball with Rome. Then you had the experience at the alternate site. How are opposing pitchers pitching to you right now? And kind of how has that changed like over the course of the past year or so?
I feel like most of them either try to work out and some just try to work in, but it's never really middle unless it's like a hitter's count, 3-1, 2-0. Most of them try to stay low and away, try to work up and in. And I really learned from that. And pitch recognition has definitely helped. So I've taken a lot more balls and noticing where they are coming out of the hand, seeing a rotation. It's really helped a lot.
Okay. And again, that's just kind of been consistent throughout your pro career so far, is just kind of working those, you know, up and in, low and away. You're not seeing the same kind of pitch over and over again. They're just kind of, you know, just trying to not put anywhere a thing where you can do too much damage. I got you. All right. I don't want to take too much of your time, because I know you're a busy guy, and you guys are just kind of getting, you know, cranked up down there. But I'm going to give you a chance to brag on some of the other guys in camp, some of your friends with you, some of the guys that you've been playing with over the past year and a half. Who are a few of the guys at the alternate site, or at spring training for that matter? And these are, I'm talking about guys who haven't made the big leagues yet. I mean, you know, bragging on Ian Anderson seems, you know, yeah, we get it, right? But like, who are some of the guys that like you have been playing with for a while, whether it be your draft classmates or even guys you've just kind of encountered recently that have really kind of caught your eye and maybe deserve some recognition from us?
Trey Harris's hit tool definitely catches the eye.
Yes. He's so funny too.
I mean, yeah. I mean, a lot of our players deserve a little more recognition than they get. But I mean, it's kind of hard without us having a season last year and not really getting to see. But
how's Vaughn Grissom looking this year?
That's another one. At the alternate site, he was looking really good too. I haven't seen him yet. We start with them on the 9th, so I see him on the 9th. But gotcha. Yeah, he was really good at the alternate site too. It looked like he fit in. It's a lot of youngins coming up. We have a lot of good pitchers. I can say that, like Ricky DeVito. He has probably the best changeup I've ever seen.
That's going to make one of our writers really happy. He's a big Ricky DeVito fan. That's the tough part. True. So, like, in terms of, like, you know, like Tyler Owens and those guys, like, everyone was looking good. I mean, I guess, you know, some of these guys you didn't get to see even at the alternate side because they weren't playing, right? I mean, no. Is that something you guys don't get to keep? I mean, I guess you wouldn't. Who were you working out with in the offseason?
On the team?
Just whoever.
Oh, I was working out with Marquise Grissom.
Okay, gotcha. I mean, you guys are both from that general area. That's right. I did forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, Mike. Well, I've bothered you long enough. I appreciate you taking the time, buddy. And again, I want to take a moment just to kind of appreciate that you've taken all this time to answer a lot of these questions, because we get asked about you a lot. It's every day. Like, when are we calling you up? And, you know, I'm sure that you wouldn't mind answering that call, but, you know, we're really looking forward to seeing you playing in some full season ball. I really appreciate you taking the time. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, buddy.